Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, Raw Feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Oh my gosh, we do not let people feed kibble. Well, the slogan's actually friends don't let friends feed kibble. Friends don't let friends feed kibble, but we're not the pet police. I've said it a million times. We're not going to stop you, but we're going to tell you if you want the best health for your pets, then you need a low to no carb food and high moisture. That is what you get from a raw dog food diet. Why is that important? Well, today we see an awful lot of dogs with pancreatitis. Yeah, we see pancreatitis a lot. And a lot of you guys think that that is coming from fat. When in reality, what is really happening to the pancreas is it's being assaulted. It is being assaulted by dry kibble. The body gets totally dehydrated. And it is also being jacked up by high carbs. So it's really taxing the pancreas. And then your dog maybe gets into some type of fat, maybe turkey fat, God forbid, bacon fat. And then we have this issue with pancreatitis. We were doing a health webinar tonight with Adored Beast and some of the other experts in the industry. And we're talking about this, that's really what's going on with pancreatitis, that you've got this pancreas that has been sent over the edge. It's not necessarily the fat, because although we can see in a dry kibble food that you've got high carbs, and you've got rancid fat. So you've got a disaster for the pancreas right there. But we were talking about that tonight. So if you are going to feed a kibble dog and you've got pancreatitis, so this dog's constantly got, diarrhea, and I'm looking back at some of my notes that I have from tonight, it could be that you just need to get them off the kibble, right? You got to get them off the kibble, put them on a species appropriate. What is species appropriate? That means the food they were born to eat, my dear pet parents out there. They were not born to eat kibble. I'm sorry. They just weren't. We did that to them. All right. If your dog does have pancreatitis or is looking like it has pancreatitis, we have this explosive diarrhea. Can't be one of two things. Maybe it's SIBO. We'll talk a little bit about that. But what do you want to do besides get off the kibble? We have this great new probiotic. We were talking about it tonight. It is a soil and sea primordial pre and probiotic. It's called Soil and Sea. All right. This is going to repair the gut. It's going to ferment vitamin K. It's going to reduce inflammation. This is a great, great product that is going to help your dog. It's called Soil and Sea. And then if the poops get better, with the Soil and Sea, nothing else. We don't want to add anything. So put them on a raw diet. We got the beef organs and fat. Okay, beef, bone, organ, and fat. Naturally occurring fat. Dog's got to have fat. If the poops get better, that's awesome. We're going to hang there. We can also add in the wolf strain. The wolf strain, which is also right here on the raw dog food site. We talked about that tonight. This is a great, it is a strain of wolf poop. it's the unspoiled gut microbiome of our dog's ancestors, guys. But this is something else that we want to look at giving to the dog, because it's going to encourage bacterial diversity in the gut biome, and it's going to strengthen that gut lining. But the first and foremost thing, get them off of any kibble, any processed treats, all right? And we're going to go right into a raw diet, and we're going to add in the soil and see. And we're going to see how the poops are, all right? Now, I want to talk a little bit about yeast and why, when your dog is suffering from yeast, that many probiotics do not help. Many probiotics do not help. Why? Because there are so many probiotics on the market that have a lot of junk in them, and they are feeding the yeast with sugar in those probiotics. So you really, really have to look at, guys, these probiotics and some of the names that you're not going to be familiar with, maybe that have sugar, are maltodextrin, turbinado sugar, yellow sugar. Let's see, what are some other crazy names that maybe you don't, that you don't know about? Sorghum syrup. Okay. Any kind of syrup or molasses. Barley malt is also going to be a sugar. You want to make sure that there's nothing in your probiotics. So ethyl maltose is a sugar. Dextrin is a sugar. Let's see, what else can I tell you? Beet sugar, sucrose, maltose, fructose, dextrose. All of these are different types of sugars. And these sugars are going to just make the yeast worse, okay? But what the biggest thing that I took away from this meeting tonight that I want to share with you guys on yeast is this. You do not want to kill off the yeast too quickly, because yeast, and it's actually these little things in the gut, the way that they were described, it sounded like little bugs in the gut. But when they die off, they produce 15 to 30 times the amount of toxins that they regularly produce when your dog has yeast. So here's what happens. Your dog gets this yeast in their body, and the yeast causes toxins. And these toxins secrete through your pet's skin. And one of the toxins is acetone. You know, that's in like fingernail polish and stuff. And acetone comes out through the skin. It starts to burn the skin. So it causes these lesions, it causes bumps, and it causes itching. And it's very painful for the dogs. So what we don't want to do is throw a bunch of different probiotics at it that could cause either these yeast to keep growing or to die off super quickly, because then we're going to cause our dogs to be in a lot of pain. We're going to have a lot of toxins that are going to come out in the skin. All right. So a lot of times dogs have yeast, pet parents go out there and they buy all these different types of probiotics, and they're like, my dog's not getting any better. He's getting worse. Absolutely. He's getting worse. So this is why we want to make sure that we're doing a gentle but effective protocol. And that is the Yeasty Beast protocol that we have in our supplement section now. So here's what this protocol will do. It decreases the sugars in the body, okay? But it also has an enzyme that's going to eat the yeast before they die, because when they die, they're going to produce 15 to 30 times more of these toxins. So this particular Yeasty Beast protocol is going to do its job and put your dog in the least compromising position. It also has it repairs the gut at the same time. And we may need to do some other things, but first and foremost, guys, this Yeasty Beast, it's really important that we don't kill off those yeast. We want to try to eat them up, starve them out before they die, before that large amount of toxins hits your dog. Okay. What they talked about tonight was that it's called the Herx syndrome is where the yeast dies off super fast, pushes out all these toxins, and then it makes the yeast work. It looks just like yeast, but it makes it worse. So anyway, that's one thing that we want to do, guys. We want to make sure that we are not killing off the yeast too quickly. I know all of us pet parents, we're impatient. We want something right now, but a lot of the stuff that's happening out there is not really that great for the dogs. Again, we want to make sure that we're feeding a species appropriate diet. You've got to know that all kibble, I don't care. I hear it every single day in my life. I'm feeding a better kibble. What is better? You're feeding a better donut? Is that donut better than that donut? I doubt it. Okay. It's all dry. It's causing your dog to be dehydrated. That's really putting a lot of pressure on all of the organs. And it's high in carbs or high in plant protein. So we need to make sure that we're feeding a species appropriate diet, but we can affect the yeast. We can affect the pancreatitis with some of these great, great supplements. So the first one that I talked about was the Soil and Sea on our website. And then the Yeasty Beast. Okay. The Yeasty Beast. Now, the other one that I want to talk to you about a little bit that is also going to be a Soil and Sea recommendation is going to be if your dog is diagnosed with EPI. Okay. EPI. Let me tell you what, it could be SIBO, which is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, right? There's bacteria that should be in the large intestine. It gets in the small intestines. And so it's called a small intestine bacterial overgrowth. What does that look like? Well, if your dog has diarrhea, bloating, gas, acid reflux, they're skinny, they can't seem to gain weight, they have really bad teeth, maybe their teeth are turning yellow. This is very often a SIBO, a small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. It looks a lot like EPI, but what you want is this soil-based probiotic. Again, it's called Soil and Sea, and you do not want, you absolutely must not have any glucose or any inulin, dextromaltrol, any of these sugars, okay? There can be no sugars in any kind of probiotic that you are giving your dog, or these symptoms are absolutely going to get worse, all right? So a lot of times I see a lot of people, they've been buying stuff out there on Chewy.com, not really knowing what kind of probiotics they're giving their dogs, and they're just getting worse. And then what happens? You go to the vet and they put you on a bunch of pharmaceuticals and your dog gets worse. All right. So we got to make sure that we're following these protocols. And it's really simple. Again, sugar is the bane of your dog's diet. Get the processed treats and the processed foods out of there. Then we got to address the gut and get that healed. All right. Another thing, a lot of dogs out there, you're seeing acid reflux. That could also be a symptom of SIBO. And We would say also if your dog is experiencing any kind of acid reflux, the gut soothe. We see a lot of great success with this. Julianne Lee talked about tonight that you could actually give your dog gut soothe 4 to 5 times a day. Super safe. And if that is successful, you can stay on that routine. Everything that we do here and everything that they do is we must see improvement. Okay. We must see improvement, or we need to change the protocol, but give it some time, but we got to do the right protocol. So acid reflux, could be a lot of different things, but try the gut soothe. We have a grand dog and, he does very well on the gut soothe. All right. The last one I want to talk about on this podcast is cancer. What can we do to help our dogs that have cancer? And a lot of these we've talked about before. But one of the things that we don't talk about too much is stress. And Julianne Lee was talking about tonight, look, you got to lower the stress level in the home. Look around for stress. How much stress is going on? So we got to take the stress away, and dogs they absorb all of our emotions, right? They feel energy, so we got to really lower the stress in the home. And gosh knows everyone's stressed out these days. But what else would we do for cancer dogs? Well, cancer dogs have got to get off the sugar. They've got to get off processed foods. They've got to get off processed treats. You've got to get them on a raw diet. Again, we cannot do any probiotics or prebiotics that are sugar-based or that have high glucose levels. Okay, so what do we want to do? Well, a great, great pre and probiotic, again, is going to be the Wolf strain. It's called the Wolf on the website. All right. Here are the other items that are going to be great for a cancer dog. Turkey tail, the liquid turkey tail that we have on the website. There's so much information out there about how great turkey tail is. And again, I actually sent this one to my brother when he was diagnosed with cancer. And he does take mushrooms, and turkey tail is one of them. It's an immune modulator. All right. Turkey tail is amazing. Get your dog on that. Also, phytoplankton. It's called Phytosynergy. It's on the supplements page as well. All of these are on the supplement site on my website. But the phytoplankton, one of the reasons it's so, so great is because it absorbs through the mucous membranes. There's no need to digest it. It doesn't have to go through the digestive system. Okay. It's going to get in their gums as they're eating it, maybe even in through the nose, but that's how it absorbs. And it's amazing. Also, the liver tonic, because if your dog's, getting rid of some bad cancer cells, maybe there are some pharmaceuticals that they're on. But the liver tonic is really going to help that body detox. Okay, when they're going through cancer, the liver tonic, and all of these are homeopathic. They are going to work together. They are not going to be counterintuitive for any dogs that's going through chemotherapy. That is one of the things that she talked about tonight. All of these are safe. I hate to use that word. We've ruined the safe and effective word in the world in the last 2 years, but these are going to be perfectly safe for your dog. If your dog has nausea for going through, if the dog is going through any kind of chemo, the gut soothe is going to be a great, great addition to your program. So the turkey tail, the phytoplankton, the liver tonic, and the gut soothe. All right. So I hope that this is helpful. I just wanted to pass on this information that, we were talking about tonight. There's a lot of really cheap, really bad probiotics out there. And if you are seeing problems after giving certain things, then it's not working. Something needs to be tweaked. Who do you call when you need some help? You're going to need to call Neely Piazza. She's one of the top pet nutritionists. She really, really understands this. She attends all of these webinars, all of these informational, educational sessions that we go through to understand. We listen to all of our pet parents. We see thousands of dogs every year. So Neely, you can find her on my experts page. She's amazing. Also, you've got Dr. Andy Harper and you've got Dr. Judy Jasek. These are on my team. These people are amazing at what they do at helping dogs and helping cats and helping horses. It's really simple when you get down to it, guys. We've got to stop poisoning the body. We've got to stop putting in the processed foods, the bad water, the high sugar content, and then the other toxins that come out of the pharmaceutical industry. If you just stop doing those things, you would be way ahead of the game, way ahead of the game. I get it. A lot of people say to me, I can't afford to feed all raw. Can you afford it if your dog gets cancer? That's going to be expensive. We were just talking today. I was over Dr. Andy's getting Asta adjusted. And they were talking about TPLO surgeries, right? That surgery that dogs go through, that's a $6,000 surgery, right? If your dog comes out with a brain tumor or has to have a mass removed, that there are massive amounts of money that have to go to the vets. And if we don't figure out what has caused those issues, then are we really going to extend the dog's life, right? Because it's not just putting a Band-Aid on things. We've got to figure out what is the cause. And we know that food, water, and stress, these are the three main things that we really, really have to look at. Are we feeding a species-appropriate diet? Put pencil to pen. There are some folks out there that really, they're shocked when they find out what the cost is. And I will say that the cost is all over the board. You want to look at a pure raw diet. That's my preference because that's what I feed. That's my philosophy. That's my protocol. I don't have all the extras, the things that may affect your dog in a negative way. But look at, if you're going to compare, let's compare all of them across the board. And some of you may be shocked at what you can afford. I got a shock tonight. I got to tell you that. I paid my electric and my gas bill. It was up $200 over this time last year. Crazy. Crazy. So I get it. I get it. Everything is more expensive. I think it's probably going to keep going up. Yep. I hate to say it, but we've got to make our dollar stretch. So buy it now. If you can store it, you know, have it on hand. That's always a good plan, right? You've got to prepare. But we're here for you. We are here for you right here at Raw Dog Food and Company. We will help you if you're overwhelmed because we have a large menu. Doesn't matter where you start, doesn't matter if you have a large breed or a small breed, doesn't matter if you have a cancer dog or you have a healthy dog, you still got to get off the kibble and feed meat, bones, organ, and fat. Maybe you want some tripe or you want some veggies in there. It doesn't matter. It's okay. You are not going to make a mistake. But hit that I'm overwhelmed button and our crew will get back with you. We have a chat button on our site. You can always go there as well. We will get back with you because here at Raw Dog Food and Company, your pet's health is our business and friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snaps.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.